This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, Allah asks us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to travel the earth looking at what has happened to the previous nations in order for us to take heed and to learn a lesson. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also instructs us to read about the previous nations. Therefore, in the Quran, in many places, He has told us about the previous nations, what they were involved in, the messengers that came to them, what exactly those messengers said, how the response was, and the time they were given, thereafter, the type of punishment that they received. And Allah says, all these stories have in them lessons for those with sound intellect. In the same way, Allah says, if you were to travel the land, you will see people whom we've destroyed before you. They had more than you. They were much more powerful than you. Don't think for a moment that Allah is incapable of dealing with you. Now, I know this might sound harsh to some, but it is necessary as a reminder. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simply trying to bring us closer to Him in many different ways, giving us the reminders of being good, the reminders of obeying instruction, as well as staying away from prohibition, what would happen if we were to leave the instructions or engage in the prohibitions, and what happened to those in the past who did not obey. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse number 6, as well as in fact verse number 6 and 11 of this particular surah, Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ. Do they not see how many of the previous generations we have destroyed before them, whom we had actually given much more than what we had given them? Subhanallah. And then Allah says, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ انظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Say, travel on the earth and then see what has happened to those who belied us. Subhanallah. I think this is something important because when we read the stories of the previous nations, as much as there is a warning within them, there is a sense of comfort that justice does prevail. There is a sense of comfort for those who are oppressed that oppression does not last. Take a look at the Prophet Noah, the Prophet Abraham, the Prophet Ismail, and all of these, Ismail alayhi salam, may peace be upon them all, Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Arabic language. Take a look at Musa, Moses, may peace be upon him. What happened? How was the Pharaoh destroyed? In all of these stories, there is comfort. Comfort for those who are being wronged and oppressed, that you know what? The Almighty's punishment is definitely real. He has done it in the past and He will do it in the future. But at the same time, the warning is for us too. If you are an oppressor, if you are creating crises in the lives of those who are innocent, subhanallah, you need to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only give you a short time, after which He will catch up with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a lesson from all angles. Like I say, comfort for those in crisis, and a warning for those who are creating crises. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly bless every single one of us. So that was a very, very interesting topic to mention. The issue of the previous nations, what we derive from them, and what we should be learning from those particular nations. Then in verse number 32 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the reality of this life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. And this life of this world is only but play and amusement. That's what it is. It is very temporary. Have you ever sat and watched how people are born? They're young, they grow older, they die, and others are born. So where did they go? So when I was on earth, wow, subhanAllah, I am alive. I see others. They went. They were more powerful than I was. They were more powerful than I am right now. And subhanAllah, they also went back to Allah. Where did they come from? And where did they go? SubhanAllah, the minimum I know is they were with Allah, they're going back to Allah. In the meantime, there was something about this earth that only Allah can explain to us. Allah says, it's an amusement and a pastime. That's it. The real life, do you want to know what it is? Same verse, verse number 32, Suratul An'am. Allah says, وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. Indeed, the life of the hereafter is better for those who develop the correct relationship with Allah, who are conscious of Allah. In another verse, Allah says, وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ. The life or the abode of the hereafter is everlasting. SubhanAllah. لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That is the one that is everlasting, the real life. This life, we came into it knowing we're going to die. That life, we enter it knowing we're never going to die. So which one is more important? Allah says, don't give preference to this life over the everlasting life. While you are here temporarily, yes, you will enjoy yourself, but within limits. You will do a lot of good things, but within limits, subhanAllah. You will still obey Allah's instruction and prepare for the day you're going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prepare for the everlasting life in your temporary life. While I'm here, I will be charitable, I will worship Allah alone, I will try my best to follow the messenger, I will try my best to reach out to as many as I can, and then I will meet with Allah, and He will definitely forgive me and give me the best hereafter, which is everlasting. But if I was not conscious of it, I never thought about where I came from and where I'm going, then I'm the one who's at a loss. If you want comfort, you need to remember that at the end of this life, there is definitely an everlasting life. That will bring about a lot of comfort. Ponder over it and prepare for it. How to prepare for it? Well, go through revelation and see what happens. In this world, people might say bad things to you or about you. They may disagree with you. They may be hurtful and abusive. They may accuse you, slander, backbite, and say the nastiest of things. Well, Allah tells us in verse number 33, in a beautiful way, that they said even nastier things about people who were better than you and I. And look at the advice Allah gave them. Allah tells the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. We know that it hurts you what they're saying. What are they saying? They called him a madman, they called him a magician, they called him a womanizer, they said he was after power, he was after money, they called him a liar, they called him a sorcerer, and the list goes on and on. And you know, he was the messenger of Allah. He knew he was the prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Still, Allah tells him, we know it's hurting you. We know it has hurt you. We know you want to see them guided. We want you to know they don't belie you. They too know that you are speaking the truth, but the wrongdoers from among them are simply denying out of their pride. So Allah says, we know that what they say hurts you, but we want you to know they don't belie you. Deep down, they know you're right. They know you're an honest, upright person. You need to know the wrongdoers, they are just denying out of pride. Now, my brothers and sisters, yes, this is a beautiful verse and it's directed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But isn't the lesson for every one of us? Allah says immediately after that, وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَصَبَرُوا عَلَى مَا كُذِّبُوا وَأُوذُوا حَتَّى أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. Messengers before you have also been belied, and they were patient regarding what came in their direction, and they were patient regarding the harm that they faced until the help of Allah came to them. SubhanAllah. So Allah says, our help came to them. They were patient. In a nutshell, to achieve comfort, be patient. Derive comfort by understanding the fact that those better than you went through worse than what you are going through. They were patient and they were still happy with the decree of Allah. We are not as good as them, and we are not going through as much as they went through. Subhanallah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, after being known as the truthful, the trustworthy, they called him all sorts of names, as we mentioned. They drove him out of his own city and home. They usurped the wealth of all those who believed. Allah says, you know what? Things like these may happen to anyone, to any one of you. You need to know the wrongdoers, they just deny. That's their job. Don't be from among them. My brothers and sisters, it brings a lot of comfort. When you do good, do it in the most beautiful way. Don't worry what the naysayers are saying. When you're doing good, keep doing good. Don't let the negatives of others make your positive disappear. Don't let the negatives of others make you a negative person. Don't allow their comments to make you stop the good that you believe in. Don't allow their actions to deter you from continuing the goodness that you stand for. This is what we're being taught in this particular verse. What amazing advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What beautiful lessons we derive. What comfort we achieve. There is a crisis indeed. People will become jealous of you. They were jealous of those better than you. People will want to hurt you, accuse you. It's fine. It's okay. That's what they were cut for, perhaps. We were not cut for that. We need to continue doing the good in the face of bad. We need to continue proving what we stand for in the face of challenges. And inshallah, if we pray for those who are negative, perhaps a day will come when they too will change their ways. They will realize we try with them and continue trying with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that comfort. So my brothers and sisters, these are blessed pieces of advice given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah. And the lesson is for every one of us. Imagine the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, kept trying with the people. Many of them finally, ultimately, at the end, or in the end, accepted Islam. They turned, they apologized, they came. May Allah bless every one of us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.